We're live at EXT. Kim Ritchie is here. Hi, Kim.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for stopping by and bringing your guys with you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Your album, Edgeland, has just been out a little bit now.
Yep.
You have a lot of people on this record with you.
I do have a lot of people on this record. A lot of them live in Nashville. A lot of these musician friends of mine, like Robin Hitchcock and Pat Sansson and Dan Dugmore. We flew Chuck Prophet in special so he could be on the record. There's so many talented people. It seems like everybody's moving to Nashville these days. So there's a lot of good friends could come and play on the record.
As I was reading about how you were making the record, it sort of seemed like you were like walking up and down the street, knocking on doors saying, hey, you want to play on my record?
Well, that's how Doug Lancio came to play on the record, because I was playing a show that was being broadcast on the radio, and he heard it and he decided to come on down to the place where we were playing. And so we started talking, and I said, well, what are you doing next week? And he says, I'm not doing anything. So we made him come and play on the record too.
You've got what, 12 songs on the record?
Yeah.
You co-wrote a lot of them. How many of them are co-writes with folks?
All except one.
Really?
Yeah, because I really like writing with other people. Black Trees is one that I wrote by myself.
What is it about writing with others that excites you? Because you see, you do it a lot, don't you?
Yeah. When it goes right, there's just nothing like it. I mean, and also the reverse could be said, you know, if it's not, it's like a blind date if it goes wrong, you know. But mostly I write with friends that I've known for quite a while. Like I've known Chuck for ages, but there, you know, still there's always that first time when you're kind of checking each other out. And some of my closest friends I've made from songwriting, because you kind of get right down to talking about, you know, important real things sooner than you would, you know, when you just meet somebody and you have to kind of work your way up to talking about real personal things. But when you're writing a song together, you can say, well, you know, it's just a song. So talk about stuff you might not normally talk about.
And it could still be very personal.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah, and you get to know each other pretty quick that way.
Why do you think it's much easier to talk about those personal things with somebody when you're writing a song?
I don't know. You know, that's why I started writing songs, because it was really hard for me to say things that I wanted to say to people. But I figured if I put them in a song, you know, maybe because there's the escape route of saying, oh, well, it's just a song. It's not about you. You know, that kind of sort of thing.
We're live at EXT with Kim Ritchie, and you have a couple of guys with you. Tell me who you have here with you today.
Well, I have Jack Roush, who is playing electric guitar with us, and also have Billy Harvey, who's playing bass and singing.
You want to play a couple songs for us?
Sure.
All right, what would you like to start with?
We'll start out with Chase Wild Horses. this is Kim Ritchie, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT. Oh, let's play Pin a Rose. That's a song I wrote with Chuck Prophet.
At EXT with Kim Ritchie, Pin a Rose. I like that tune a lot.
Thank you. Thanks, Chris.
When you're writing songs with someone, do you go into it thinking who's going to do which parts right out of the gate, or do you sort of feel your way around?
B.
B.
Yeah, it just kind of, the song, sometimes you'll start out writing one song and have an idea, and the song kind of might take a big left-hand turn or something, and you just kind of have to follow the song and not try to smush it into whatever box. You know, you started out trying to write about. So sometimes it can go completely in a different direction.
I imagine when you're writing your own songs by yourself, it could be words or music starting. How does that work when there are two people writing the song? Are you coming in with one person having sort of like the kernel of the start of how that's going to go? Or?
Yeah, it's different every time, but usually to get together to write with somebody, we would have an idea like, you know, a bit of a chorus or some music or just a little something to get you going rather than sitting there and very awkwardly staring at each other, you know, and going, oh, I'm trying to think of something.
We're live at EXT with Kim Ritchie. Her album is called Edgeland. You've written a couple of songs that made it to number one with the song for Radney and the song for Trish. When you're writing a song, I imagine that you're trying to write the best song you can write regardless of where it ends up in the end, whether it makes number one or not.
That's exactly right.
But when it hits number one, what's that feel like?
It's pretty amazing. It's kind of unbelievable, you know, really, because when you think about like all the songwriters and all the songs that all those songwriters come up with, and then, you know, somebody is making a record and they pick 11 or 12 songs out of all of those songs, and then somebody picks one of those songs to go to radio, the chances are slim. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty great.
Do you have a favorite story about writing songs? Like has there been a moment where you're just like, wow, I'm going to remember this for forever?
The thing with writing songs, you know how when you hear a certain song, maybe it can take you right back to where you were exactly, what you can remember where you were and what you were doing and who you were with and all of that kind of thing. And it's the same really for me for writing songs. When each one, I remember exactly where we were and what was going on at the time. A song from Bittersweet called Don't Let Me Down Easy is one of the saddest songs I think I've ever written. But it's funny, I wrote it with two good friends, and it was a beautiful like spring day, and we sat outside and wrote under this big tree in my backyard. And I remember we had coffee and just had a great time writing this really sad song. And we were able to write the song because even though it was really sad, we had all had that same shared experience, you know, of somebody trying to breaking up with you and letting you down easy, which there's no really good way to do that on either side of it.
Kim, when you're pulling together all these songs that you've written, songs you've written with people, how do you decide which ones are going to make the cut to make it onto an album? Do you go into like making Edgeland? Do you go into it saying, these are the songs I'm going to do and this is going to be the album?
I picked songs with Brad Jones, who produced the record, and he helped me pick out songs. But I know some people, they write specifically for each record, and then they tour, and then they take a break and do writing for the next record. And I just kind of write all the time because I really love doing it. And so when it comes time to make a record, I've got quite a backlog of songs. And sometimes songs you kind of forget about them because you've got new songs now, and those, they're back there somewhere. So this album, I have a bunch of new songs, but then I have some that are older songs that for one reason or another, maybe they didn't fit on the record I was making at the time, or I just forgot about them, or it's a kind of a mixture on this one.
Is it kind of neat to go back to those songs and go, oh, that song?
Yeah. Yeah, there were a couple songs this time. I was going back through songs and, you know, to pick some for this record, and I thought, why in the world have I never, you know, recorded that song before? So they got on here.
We're live at EXT with Kim Ritchie. Kim's record is called Edgeland. Kim, thank you so much for stopping by and playing songs and talking with us.
Thanks for having us.
What song would you like to finish up with?
Well, we'll finish with a song I wrote with my friend Jenny Queen, who lives in Australia now, but we both grew up in Ohio. And this song came about because we were talking about growing up in Ohio, and she has a cousin that works on a barge on the Ohio River, so we thought that might be an interesting perspective to take. Alrighty, you ready, guys?
I've been on this run too long. If I don't read your letter, you can't make me your dear John. Follow the guidelines. Tonight the boys and me make tow. We're pulling all these shadows up and down the Ohio. She takes it all away. Working man, he has no say. 28 days on from here, the towns all look the same. 28 days, the muddy water gets into your takes it all away. Working man, he has no say. And shotgun shacks like broken smiles. Willows weep for all the miles. Washed up on the banks round here. Let me down easy. I've been on this run too long. If I don't read your letter, you can't make me your dear John. Your dear John.
Hi, I'm Kim Ritchie. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.